Put us alongside, Mr. Sulu.
Aye, aye, sir.
It's a starship. Like nothing I've ever seen. The size of it. It's been damaged. I'll bet she was pulled in like we were.
It's coming from that ship, Captain.
Confirmed, Captain. But it isn't possible. That ship is dead. Temperature is absolute zero. There is no thermal reading to support life aboard her, and no energy store to send radio messages. Nothing except a slight magnetic flux reading, which could be normal for the ship's metal.
You're sure, Mr. Spock?
Probability 0.997, Captain.
Can you identify that metal or the design of the ship?
Negative for both, Captain. Unknown alloy, harder and lighter than any registered metal. It is not a recorded galactic starship design. Retroanalysis of the ship's spectra dates it as having been in orbit here for slightly more than 300 million years.
It's beautiful. What kind of people could have built it to touch even a starship of grace and beauty?
A civilization that advanced 300 million years ago before life even emerged on Earth.
Barely an instant, an eternity, Jim.
Mr. Spock, any indication of that ship's power source?
No, Captain. But this far from a G1 star, it is logical to assume they had some kind of warp drive.
We'll board her, Mr. Spock. Scotty, Bones, you'll come with us. We'll need life support belts. Mr. Sulu, have the transporter room stand by.
Yes, sir.
Captain, activate life support belts. Energize.
The hexagonal shape of the windows suggests a similarity to natural insect designs of Earth, the honeycombs of bees. The individual cells are shaped precisely like this.
Would you look at this now? This metal, it isn't cast or rolled. It was drawn into filaments and spun.
Like a spider spins his web.
A lighter and stronger material than anything we have now.
Look, every pod. They've all been burst open.
Aye. From the inside, from the looks of them.
Must have been some accident to get almost every pod.
Accidents seldom have such system, Dr. McCoy. I believe we must consider the alternative possibility that the crew of this ship destroyed her themselves.
Captain's log. We have beamed aboard the alien ship found orbiting a strange dead star. The Enterprise is recording all data for the log and full report later. Kirk to Enterprise.
Enterprise, Lieutenant Uhura here.
Lieutenant, are you still getting that radio signal from the ship?
Negative, Captain. It stopped transmitting when you beamed aboard.
All right. Lock on us with the transporter and be ready to transport. We're going inside.
Transport beam on and lock. Standing by.
What do you make of it, Spock?
Captain, it's registering energy. Very little. But building.
Enhanced function? After all the millenniums this ship has been here?
The wands are accumulators. Receptors to attract energy. Motion, sound, light, heat. Every kind of energy around them.
The structure of the ship. Those huge arches thrusting up. The whole ship is designed to receive and store energy.
It gives me the creeps. I feel like something's watching us.
I feel it too, Captain.
A physiological symptom of latent primal superstition. The fear of primitive people confronting something unknown to them.
Compared to the beings that built this ship, we are primitive people, even you, Mr. Spock. All right, let's keep going.